Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think LeBron loves this because every time he flirts with free agency, we spend a couple of weeks until he makes that decision reading these stupid tea leaves. So here's two of them for you.
Memphis.
What? Memphis. That'd be great. We'd all appreciate that. If all of a sudden he just says, you know what?
I'm going to the Grizzlies.
I like the restaurants in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going there.
God.
The first tea leaf was that Gary Payton was claiming that LeBron James.
Gary Payton.
Yeah, remember
the glove.
Gary, the glove. Of course. One of the greats of all time.
Yeah, well.
He's claiming that LeBron's kids are already enrolling in school in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So that's tea leaf number one.
All right.
Take that for what it's worth.
Right.
There isn't a thing called airplanes where you can travel back and forth, but whatever, that's tea leaf number one.
Probably got his own private airplane, too.
I'm sure he does. Tea leaf number two came from a columnist who writes for the Akron Beacon Journal, Marla Ridenow, who said that LeBron James, and she heard this straight from LeBron's mouth, that he does not like the city of Houston. So there you go. Those are the two.
Doesn't like Houston.
Does not like Houston.
So he's not going there.
And by the way, let me tell you something. I don't blame him. Okay, I am not a big fan of Houston, and I got my reasons.
This is because of the weather, the humidity?
1,000%.
Okay.
The summers
in Houston.
See, I live
there in a nanosecond.
Oh, bro, it's disgusting.
It doesn't matter.
No. Come on, bro. You would like that?
I would.
It's like stepping into a sauna.
I would live in Texas, without a doubt.
Well, certain parts of Texas are okay. It's a big state.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's very big.
I didn't say Texas.
Okay.
I said Houston.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's my problem.
San Antonio, all right?
I haven't been there, so I don't know.
I know. That's one I do want to go
I
there.
Think I'm okay.
I want to see the Alamo and do the river.
That would be kind of fun.
Right.
I like Dallas.
Right.
I'm good with Dallas.
Dallas, all right.
Don't like Houston.
Okay.
So I'm with LeBron on that.
Austin?
I haven't been there.
Okay.
I don't know about Austin.
I haven't been there.
What is there to do in Austin?
Anything? A lot of golf, I know that. hook 'em horns. Hook 'em horns, bro.
You do remember that? I want to start a LeBron rumor. I heard that LeBron loves big fan, huge fan
of
roast beef. And so because of that, he's
going to
play in Brooklyn because he likes that restaurant that's close by. What's that place called?
Roast beef.
With the roast beef and the cheesecake. What's that place
Juniors.
Called? Juniors. He loves the cheesecake at Juniors. Mm. Then again, he could go to the Knicks because there's a Juniors in Manhattan.
Well, I mean, so. You know, he could take the subway to Brooklyn. If
that's
to that.
Right.
Yes, because you see LeBron. Well, he did take the subway, didn't he?
Did he
play the Knicks there on the subway?
That was such a gimmick.
I know.
Listen, when you bring cameras with you, it's a gimmick.
He's on the subway about as often as A-Rod was.
Right.
A-Rod
exactly.
On the subway.
If you're going to do something and there are no cameras around, then you genuinely did it. But if you're doing something and you're bringing the cameras with you, then you're only doing it because the cameras
course.
Are there to follow
of course.
You. LeBron's going to be a Laker. That's my prediction.
All right. You really think that, huh?
I do. Because you know what? As much as it may bother you or
no
bother me.
No shot that he stays in Cleveland.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just making a prediction.
Give me a percentage. You think 50-50 he stays in Cleveland?
I would
you
say
give it that
I
high
think it's
percentage?
Less than 50% because the way he sounded after that game four didn't sound like a guy who was even considering it.
Yeah.
It really didn't.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like the owner. Doesn't
well,
like
we
Dan
know
Gilbert.
That, right.
And Dan Gilbert is such a clown because I think it was Windhorst who had the story that Gilbert is telling people privately he thinks he can build a championship team without LeBron.
Now, come on. Did he say that? No, he didn't. What did you get? Durant?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Sure.
Did he really say that?
Well, unless he's buying the Celtics, then yeah, maybe he would be able to
come
build a championship.
On. He didn't say that.
Does he really think that?
This guy's delirious.
What do you think? You think he's staying in Cleveland, really?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't even know. I keep telling you what I keep thinking, what I keep wanting. You know, if he's gonna go anywhere, and I know he's not coming to my team, I would want him to go somewhere where he's gonna be on a team that never wins. I don't want to see him with the Lakers that have won a million championships.
Oh,
or San Antonio. I don't want to see that.
But, Joe, there's a difference between what you want and I want and what he's going to do.
No, I understand that. I understand
it. Would it bother you more if he signed with the Spurs or the Lakers?
The Lakers.
Why?
Because it's the Lakers.
Because it's the Lakers. Okay.
Yeah.
So if he went to the Spurs,
the Spurs
you'd say,
don't bother me as much, even though they won. You know, they're not the – the Lakers are like the sexy team. that everybody loves to love.
Okay.
That have won all the time. That have had, you know, every big. How many big guys? When I think of the Lakers, just look at this. All right. You talk about guys that they didn't didn't start their career with the Lakers that wound up there. Wilt got traded there.
Yep.
Kareem got traded there.
Yep.
Shaq got traded there.
Well, signed.
A sign there. That's why it wasn't a trade.
Kobe sort of got traded
right?
there.
Right, even Kobe. They didn't draft him. I mean, how many times do I have to see the Lakers? You know what? Magic Johnson, they wind up with Magic Johnson because they made a trade where they wound up with the third pick in the draft the year after they won the championship. All right, you know, or it wasn't a year after they won a championship. But it was, you know, they were still a pretty good team. You
on
know?
A lesser
I mean,
scale,
right? Am I right about this?
No, you're not. You're not wrong. On a lesser scale, Pau Gasol. I mean, Pau they did
Gasol.
Get him and helped him win a title.
Right, right.
And, but on the other side of things, they also brought in Steve Nash, and it was a colossal failure.
It was, and Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard was a star at the
that's
time.
That's true.
Colossal failure.
Right, that's true.
So you never know. Would it bother you more if LeBron signed with the Lakers or the Celtics? That's a good question.
Boston.
Boston would bother you more.
More Boston.
Okay. Lakers or the Warriors? What would bother you more?
Oh, my God.
The Warriors have to
no
be
question.
Number one.
No, okay. No. Okay. No. You can't go to the Warriors.
So in the power rankings.
He would not go to the Warriors. I don't see that at all.
I agree with you. And plus, I don't
see
how
that
it would happen.
At all.
In the power rankings of what you don't want to see, Warriors number one, Celtics number two,
yes.
Lakers number three.
Correct.
Outside of that, you're kind of okay.
Yeah, I guess
Rockets,
so.
Rockets, you don't care?
Yeah. He could even go to Brooklyn. It wouldn't bother me.
Oh, it would. Eventually,
well, I mean,
it would.
But it wouldn't because
it
my
wouldn't
team's going to stink.
It would bother you eventually.
Yeah, but he'd stay there for they'd win a championship. They'd win their title. You'd be happy.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have a smile on your face. And yeah. then he'd go somewhere else.
And then you leave.
He wouldn't be around.
Let me tell you something. And I promise this, and I think you'd promise this too. If LeBron signed with my basketball team or your basketball team,
right.
and he won me a title, I would not even bat an eye when he left as a free agent.
No. I completely agree.
I'd say thank you.
I'm 100%.
I'd say thank you.
1,000%. Thank you for the title.
Good luck.
Go ahead. Go play for Memphis.
Yeah, go buy Memphis. See you later. Go to Toronto.
So you completely rule Philadelphia out?
No, I don't rule them out. I'm just making a prediction. I'm just trying to read my own tea leaves on this. Because I do think that LeBron, here's the way I look at it. I think LeBron wants to win, and I think LeBron probably loved living in Miami. I think he liked the weather, and I think he just liked living in South
Would he go back there?
I think that's possible. So I think he's looking at the combo. If I'm in all predictions, I don't know. I don't know LeBron. That's what half these writers are doing, except I'm admitting it. I think he wants place to live / chance to win.
Okay? Right.
The Lakers clearly give you, for him at least, I wouldn't want to live in L.A., but
no,
for him,
no.
great place to live.
No,
great
I would not want to live in L.A.
Great weather, all that.
Yep.
And I believe that with the ability to bring in another max free agent, whether it is Paul George, whether it is Chris Paul, with the young roster that they have, the pieces that they have, I think he looks at that as, well, that gives me a good chance to win too. So I think that combination is why I think he picked the Lakers. I don't think he wants to live in Boston. I don't think he wants to live in Philadelphia. I don't think he wants to live in Cleveland anymore.
Mm.
I don't think he knows enough about San Antonio. And that's why let him meet with Pop, let him visit, maybe. Wouldn't be surprised, because I don't know if he... What does he think about San Antonio? I don't know. But he want to raise his kids there?
No,
and you
no.
don't even have to raise your kids there.
No.
You can raise them in L.A. and only
right.
see them
right. Right.
60% of the time.
My feeling is San Antonio is probably pretty nice to live.
I don't know.
I mean, I would think it would be. I don't know.
And
like,
the tax thing is huge.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Huge. No question. Huge.
I'm going to predict Lakers won, and I think the Spurs are a factor. And I think they're a factor because... I do believe LeBron really, really, really has respect for Pop,
mm-hmm.
and he's never played for a great coach. Spoelstra's been the closest thing he's
right.
played for.
Right.
And I think if Pop gets him into a room and kind of just convinces him, hey, I'm gonna prolong your career. Look what I did for Manu and Duncan and Parker. I don't know. I think he could convince him.
Maybe.
I think he could.
Maybe.
Plus, he has to play with Kawhi.
Yeah, like I said, I just hope he goes somewhere. I'd rather see him go somewhere with a team that, you know, isn't winning all the time. And I know the Lakers are not the same team right now, but they would be with him. You know, he'd be back to them winning again.
They'd be a contender.
And like I said, they've gotten all these great players that they've wound up with over the years. I mean, he'd just be the next in that long line.
Yeah, we'll just see if he can actually win like some of those other guys.
Because
there's no guarantee.
All have. Every
yeah,
one of them have.
They haven't had to deal with a Warrior monster.
Well, that's
and
true.
And the Warriors are a monster.
That is fair.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.